Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with a third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Oh my God, guys, good morning. Benny, how are you?
I'm doing well.
David, of course, is here. Guys, I'm a little nervous. I talk on the show all the time about the similarities between fear and excitement. Today is that day, so I'm choosing excitement. I'm not even going to waste my time. We have Melissa Etheridge here. Good morning,
all right.
Melissa.
Good morning, Google.
I don't even know what to do with myself. Aww. I mean, I jumped out of bed this morning. I did a little dance around the dog. I was like, Melissa Day.
Like a little Mexican hat dance. But it was
Melissa Day.
David was like, don't drink coffee. So I just have to say, it's such an honor to have you here. And, you know, we have something in common, which I'm pretty sure is going to make us BFFs for life.
We're gay.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
But we also just launched radio shows this year.
I know.
So I'm curious, the Melissa Etheridge radio show, tell me everything. Are you having fun?
I am having a blast. I'm learning so much about myself.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying interacting with the people. I'm on, we've got 8 stations right now.
Eight stations? That's amazing.
Taking over the world. One Missoula, Montana at a time.
Right, exactly.
You know, actually the stations I find are probably, like really liberal stations, and everyone's like, Melissa Etheridge, what's she going to do? What's she going to say? And I just really love talking about people and talking about life and, you know, my experience and listening to other people and inspiring people, telling them, you know, what I know. I talked to all kinds of people from every kind, straight, gay, cancer survivors, moms, dads, young folks. It's everybody.
And what's it like, you know, obviously you have been on countless radio tours, you've been on, you know, television, you've been on Oprah 10,000 times. I'm always obsessed when you're on Oprah.
No.
But what's it like being in the position of the interviewer? Because it's a different role, don't you think?
Completely different. It's like driving a car or sitting in the passenger seat.
Right.
And driving the car, you have to pay attention the whole time. You have to keep a line on what we're doing. You have to think about, okay, there's people listening to this. How do I want it to flow and sound? And fortunately, I have great producers. I have great Heather Case is one of the producers, and Kevin's my engineer guy, and they put together this incredible show.
They are awesome.
And they keep me focused and in line and talking about great stuff and really being able to bring out the best in me.
Right.
And that's what I love to do is just really just share with the people.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because one of the things that I find fascinating about you, and, you know, I've been a guest on your show before, which was super fun, and, you know, you're a musician, you're a writer, you're a mom, you know, the breast cancer survivor, and now radio show host, all these things have come into your life. And I'm kind of curious, did you set your intention for all of this? Like, when you dream the dream of your life, do you have attachment to what that looks like, or does it kind of fall into place naturally and organically?
Oh, well, in the beginning, when I first started my intentional, you know, creation, I didn't know that that's how it was. I just knew I had a great desire to be a musician and a rock star.
Right.
I truly had that picture, and I had it looked a certain way. And of course, as I grew up and then, you know, created the dream and walked the path and got there, of course, it didn't look a thing like what I thought it was.
Of course, isn't that always the way?
And that actually threw me for a loop a bit. In the end of the 90s and the beginning of the turn of the century, and it wasn't until I got breast cancer that I went, wait a minute, what am I doing here? What are my dreams? What it was always a very specific. Oh, I want this song to be a hit, or I want this thing to happen. And I realized, oh, I want to be conscious of my intentions now. And instead of saying, oh, I want to win this, or I want to have this much money, because you can do that.
Of course, you can.
I realized, oh, but if I just look up a little bit more and spread it out a little wider, then I can say, I want to be happy.
Right.
I want to be content. I want to make my music, and I want to love the music I make. I want to be appreciated for what I'm creating. And I started, you know, the dreams then became very, it wasn't, oh, I want my own radio show. It was, I want to spread what I know and the you speak to people about this. I want this experience. I know that I experience it more when I share this with other people. I learn when I teach. And I ask the universe or my higher self or whatever for that. I said, I want to share.
Yeah. It's so funny.
No, not so specific.
It's so funny that you say the word teach because, you know, I was thinking last night and in my visualizations this morning because I always like to set my intention for the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I see you as a musician and an amazing musician at that and a writer. But when I was really getting down to the core, and we've talked about this on your show before, you've always got this beautiful emerald green, which is naturally seen around, you know, musicians and performers. But the core energy of that, the real essence, is the energy of being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about your music and not just your music, even when I've listened to your new show and interviews we've done, I always love the way you give a takeaway. There's a lesson in a joke, a family story, a song. I really see you as like a teacher at your core. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes so much sense. In the late 80s, when I was just starting in my career, you know, big time, and I was singing five nights a week, and I was really into what I was doing, I thought, now why am I like this? And I went into, you know, I thought, oh, past life regression, surely I'll find out I was Mozart or something, you know? And I went to some psychics around here in Southern California, and I went to one, you know, trying to find out the answer, and he said, oh, honey, you're a teacher, you're a healer.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, and it really turned my thought of what I'm doing. And,
right.
And now I completely understand that music heals.
Of course.
We are healed here to heal and teach and help each other. And I have taken on a different dream and a different goals since I have figured that out.
And don't you think that gives your consciousness like, it kind of relaxes you a little bit? Because I can imagine, you know, if you're sitting backstage or, you know, or if you're a real estate agent or a mom at home and you have this desire of, I have to go out there and be a rock star. We pick these big, huge goals. There's something different with saying, today, whether I'm on the radio or in front of a live audience, I'm going to be a teacher. I just have to be here to present my energy and see how it flows.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And I do. I wake up and say, all I got to do is show up.
Right.
Show up with my intention to be loving, to love myself, to choose love, and be right here, and then it'll happen.
And not only did you show up, let's just be honest, you were early because you are about to get a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, pinch me. Are you, like, absorbing that?
It's, you know what? That's one of those, oh, wow. When I got an Oscar, that was an oh, wow.
Right.
And this is another wow because I was the kid in the 80s, in the early 80s, going up to Hollywood, walking around on Hollywood Boulevard, back before it was a really nice tourist place, back when it was really rough. You
right.
know?
Working gals, if you were.
It was rough, all the runaways and the working gals, everything. You walk along, and I would walk along the sidewalks, and I would look at the stars and you know, see the stories, the people that you know, the people that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a magic there, and I did put that intention. Someday, I want to be, this is what I want. You know, I want, and here it is, and it's kind of, it's almost embarrassing. It's kind of...
What do you mean it's almost embarrassing? That's an interesting choice of words.
I know. Teaching, learning.
Is it that part of you that, like, I would imagine you must get to a certain level where there's, you know, obviously I think we all have different facets of our personality. There's Melissa, the performer, there's the mom, there's the partner, there's the friend, mm-hmm. there's the writer. Is there that moment where you're getting the star and part of you steps back and goes, come on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. This morning when I was trying to make the perfect lunch for my son, which, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, and trying to get him to eat his eggs. Yeah. To think that in a couple weeks I'm going to have my name forever in cement in the center of the capital of entertainment, it does require me to comprehend that I have done this.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Did, that it is on that level, that I have chosen to push my intentions and my music and my art into the world, and it has been received. And it requires me to stand here and go, in the now, I feel this.
Yeah.
I feel this. I did it. I'm happy.
I'm so glad you can connect with that because it really is an honor, and it's the world's way of reflecting back to you. It's like a mirror. Like, you did it. It's accomplished. We see it. Not only do we see it, but it has great worth.
I tell people that every day to, you know, believe in themselves, love them, they're perfect. And I need, me, I have to create very large things on a large level for me to go, to sit and go, right, I did this.
Exactly.
I'm
so
okay.
Let's talk about what's really important. What'd you make your son for lunch?
See? Chicken noodle soup and a Caesar salad.
And a Caesar salad. Mm-hmm. I want to live there. That's very impressive.
And threw a little Cliff Bar in.
Guys, I am super excited. Are you listening? It's like Christmas morning for me. I feel like somebody should pinch me. Oh. Melissa Etheridge is here with us. I don't even know what to do with myself. It's like I'm completely freaking out. So we're going to take a quick break. If you want to join the conversation, you can always give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 or go to transformationtalkradio.com, click instant feedback, and I may read something on the air. Guys, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Dougal Frazier. Oh, getting like a schoolgirl. We'll be right back.
Kissed my lips in a bad, bad dream. Showed me things aren't what they appear to be. Called me angel and set me free. Gave me life in the cold, cold dark. But you ran away in the morning spark. Made me think that reality, oh, is not where I wanna be. But I am what I am.
Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Frazier, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month's supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Essential oils. The pure steam-distilled oils from aromatic plants, these concentrates can have therapeutic effects simply by inhaling. They can affect our mood, think the heady floral scent of jasmine, as well as being directly antimicrobial and immune-boosting, think oregano, thyme, and clove. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hi, I'm astrologer Stephanie Jones, and this is your Astro Update for September. The sun is in Virgo, the sign of the harvest, and I love it when the sun's in Virgo. I can finally get something done. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com for further updates and see where the sun in Virgo brings the gifts of the harvest to you in your birth chart. That's 323-369-8221.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I can't decide right now if I'm the pimply-faced kid who's dropping out of high school and totally insecure, or if I'm a successful adult who has a guest today who I might call a colleague because we record out of the same studio, Melissa Etheridge.
Hi, Dougal.
Hi. So, I have to tell you, of course, I said on Facebook, on our fan page, that you were coming on the show, and, you know, my phone for the rest of the day was like, bring, 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 all day long. And I'm curious, just for a moment, people wrote the kindest things, and I wanted to share one of the things someone wrote. This is from Katie, and she said, fantastic, her very public image and courageous journey through breast cancer gave courage and strength to my family as our mom went through breast cancer. The song, I Run for Life, echoed through my head many times during the last few weeks of my mom's life, especially the line, you may take my body, but you will not take my soul. I wonder if Melissa has any clue how many lives her amazing spirit has touched.
Aw,
how sweet.
Now, look, I got goosebumps. I'm all just, it's like maple syrup all over me.
Right?
Aww.
I thought that was so dear. And, you know, my sister is a cancer survivor, and the minute I told her you were coming on, she was like, oh, my God, you have to talk about cancer. And you've spoken about it on your show before, I think your perspective of the way you talk about it is really brilliant. So I'm curious, if I may ask, what did cancer bring into your life?
Well, I'm the gal who says cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was a gift. It was a huge gift. It stopped me. It gave me clear a perception of what my life is, what life is.
Right.
And the life force and a meaning. And it just blew everything out of the water. I let go of everything, and I'm a changed person because of it. And I got to face my biggest fear. I got to face the fear of death. I got to face the fear of being bald. I got to face the...
Publicly. You just performed bald. I mean, it's amazing.
I remember my surgeon was telling me, yeah, you're going to have to get chemotherapy and you're going to be bald and nobody wants to see a bald rock star.
I was like, is that really what they said?
Totally. This was a woman, too.
Wow.
And I looked at her and went, and so then as my, you know, the treatment went on and a couple months went on and I realized I'd been asked to be on the Grammys, her voice echoing in my head, and I went, nope, that's fear.
Yeah.
I'm going on bald.
Good for you. You know, my sister had cancer in high school and she went to, I think, her senior prom bald. And it was a big deal because she used to wear hats and she was like, I'm just going to do it. But there's something about, you know, human beings are so attached to the package. What it looks like, and what
aren't
we're
we?
Wearing, and how we're dressed, even though I planned my outfit for you today, even though
right.
we can't see
even
each other.
Radio.
But just FYI.
I can vouch for that. I'll vouch for it.
But it's interesting, though. I would think there is kind of a freedom in that of, especially as an artist, you know, it's not about your hair. It's about the tone, the sound, and again, like we were talking about earlier, the intention that comes out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A week doesn't go by that someone doesn't bring up that performance and what it meant to them. There's way too many of us touched by cancer. It is, I believe it is not something that just happens. There's a purpose to cancer. Cancer is telling us, it's a symptom. It's telling us that our life is out of balance spiritually, physically. We as a society, as a human race, really, we should concentrate. We need to concentrate on balance. That's all I do every day. It's balance. It's what I eat. It's what I'm feeling, what I think, the stress, the dreams, everything. Balance.
Life. I mean, I'm obsessed with you right now because I was going to ask this. This is kind of a taboo question, but my sister believes that she kind of invited cancer into her life, which people get really upset about that.
Oh, they
and she
do.
Really
they
believes
think,
that.
I mean, this is my fault. And
right.
It would be so freeing if you could let go of the blame or shame and go, no, that's not what we're about. What I'm telling you is you have all the power.
Right.
You have all the power, and you are giving your power away when you say you've been stricken and you are a victim of this cancer. Your life is out of balance, and you can change it. You have the power. There are so many websites and people who are out there curing cancer. There's a website called Cancer is Curable Now. Go to it. There's a documentary that's, you know, an hour and a half long just talking about what people are doing by balancing their emotional life, their nutritional life, and you know, making the choice of taking the power themselves.
And it's everything. It's spiritual. I mean, I believe the combination of medicine and the power of the mind, all of those things bring your body into healing and unity and balance. I totally believe in all of that. So I'm curious also, I have to say, as a gay person, you know, we're both friends with Dorothy. As a gay person, I'm also, it's such an honor to have you in the public eye because you are out, you are proud. And I'm curious, when you came out of the closet or in your journey professionally, did it affect you either positively or negatively?
Well, I tell people that I made three albums before I came out. And those three albums sold about almost a million. I could say that each of them were about a million records each. After I came out, my album sold 6 million records.
Wow.
In the United States. Yeah, no. There was never... Sometimes I jokingly tell people I did it for the publicity because it was huge. I had no idea. It really... There was a zeitgeist in the society at that time. In America, we were curious. We were open. There was a whole new generation of people coming up going, yeah, you know, there's gay people in the world. What is this?
Right.
And it... I did not have... a single bad experience. Not once.
Wow.
No.
And did your team, were you encouraged to come out? Were people anxious about it? Was it your decision?
Well, everybody, I mean, I was discovered in the women's bars. I played in lesbian bars for many years, and I had a huge lesbian following and a gay following, and it was known, the business, like my record company, we all kind of looked at each other. I remember Chris Blackwell was the head, and he said, well, as long as you don't flag wave, you know, and I said, what does that mean? You know, we didn't have a flag then. Now we do. We got that rainbow flag.
Right.
But it they knew I was very independent, and I had kind of said, look, this isn't working for me. I feel like I'm lying. This is miserable. I'm going to come out. And they didn't know I was going to do it at Bill Clinton's inauguration, but I didn't either.
On the highest public platform as humanly possible. Let's just go for it.
Yes. Why not?
It's what I love about it too, seeing the difference between the million to the 6 million being sold. Don't you think part of that, that's not about being gay? I think people hear that and they're like, oh yeah, gay people get attention because it's interesting. That's about being authentic. And I don't think it matters whether you're a school teacher or, you know, you work at a grocery store or where you are, an attorney, where you are in your life. Mm-hmm. But if you are an authentic person, blessings and magic come from that, however they manifest for you. And there's a freedom. I mean, I always talk about the fact that I lost 30 pounds when I came out, and I'm going to write a book called Lose Weight, Come Out.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But it was. Go ahead.
You know, it is like that. It is. The freedom I got, it was amazing. I encourage everyone because, I mean, if we're really living what we believe about how we draw to us what we're feeling and what we're believing in ourselves, if you believe that you are less than or looked down upon because you are gay, you will be less than and turn and looked down upon because you are gay. And
right.
You will have that experience. You have to... The only way we can ever get all of our gay rights and be up there is if we believe that we deserve them.
Right. I agree. I totally. And, you know, and I even have that with myself. Like, I have moments of internal homophobia where I'm like, oh, maybe I won't say it today. Or like, I'll say partner instead of husband. And I need to own that we're married. And that's real. And I just think that, you know, those words and your thoughts hold weight.
It begins with us.
Which leads me to my last question, because I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, I love you, Dougal.
I'm curious, you know, we're all about spirit here. We're all about meditation. Do you have a spiritual practice? And if so, could you share with us what that is?
My spiritual practice is every single breath I take. I realized I've been doing this, my spiritual practice, I mean like serious, I am in the spirit.
Yeah.
Since 2004, since breast cancer. And it's been 7 years of realizing it's not something I do once a day. It's not something I do on Sundays. It's every breath. It's a belief in every detail of this life, in the couch I'm looking at, in the music I'm writing, in my children, in the stranger, in the traffic, in every single moment is my spiritual practice. Life is my spiritual practice.
I love it. I love it. Not just 20 minutes in the lotus position. It's every single moment.
No, sir. It's every moment.
Guys, if you want to get more information on The Melissa Etheridge Show, please go to melissaetheridge.com. Follow her on Twitter, Speak True. We've also got ME Radio Show. Melissa, you have made a gay boy very happy today.
Yay!
And I want you to know we're having a celebratory dinner. This will always be known as Melissa Day. It was such an honor. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I'm sending you lots of love.
Thank you so much, Dougal. Right back at you.
I'll talk to you soon. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. This is Dougal Fraser on The Dougal Fraser Show. I'm a little kitty. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm astrologer Stephanie Jones, and this is your Astro Update for September. The sun is in Virgo, the sign of the harvest, and I love it when the sun's in Virgo. I can finally get something done. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com for further updates and see where the sun in Virgo brings the gifts of the harvest to you in your birth chart. That's 323-369-8221.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba. And when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Guys, it's Dougal Fraser, The Dougal Fraser Show. Can you believe we're listening to Melissa's music and she was just on the show? It's kind of we have like a real show, Benny. I mean, I know you know that.
As opposed to what other shows we've been not done? Well, I mean, come on, seriously.
Sometimes I get up in the morning and David and I go and I'm like, are we just like making this up? Is this like pretend? Like, you know, and I'm like, I guess people listen and like guests want to come on and it's like a real show. It's a moment. So I'm so excited. Guys, now I'm going to try and align my chakras if I can and do readings. So if you have a call or a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And of course, you can always go to transformationtalkradio.com and click click instant feedback and send in a question. Hannah in New Jersey, she loves Melissa. Hannah, I hear ya. I so get it. It's insane. Shelly in Fort Lauderdale, Dougal, I love Melissa. It was so fun. It was like, and she's so nice. That's the thing.
Yeah, she seems very grounded.
Like, even before we started, like, she's just giggly and polite. And, you know, I've met people before living in LA and they're not always that nice. And she's really friendly. It's true. It happens. Trust.
I
have a friendly persona, but it doesn't always match the what goes on behind the scenes. But Melissa's just, oh my God, so exciting. Okay, guys, so we have a caller. I believe we have Beth on the line. We're going to go straight to Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Hi, Dougal. How are you?
How am I? I don't even know what to do with myself, Beth. Are you calling from the East Coast?
Yeah, that was a stupid question. Oh, you're gloating right now. You're floating in the air. That was awesome. It was such a pleasure to hear her. I love her so much. And what a strong, beautiful icon. You know,
right?
She's just a beautiful woman.
Yeah. So what's going on in your life, Beth?
Well, Dougal, I'm in a pickle and I have to move again.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a long time for me to find something. I'm wondering how soon I will find something and how will I be treated here until I do find something.
Well, the energy feels tense, I'm not going to lie. So there's definitely a sense right now of wanting to protect yourself a little bit. And that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, become like a shut-in and not talk to anybody. But it does mean you want to be selective. You might want to work with white at the moment. White's a great color as like an all-around cleanser. It keeps the soul, the mind, purity of thought, and just kind of repels any negative thought that's going around you. Because it does feel like people have strong opinions about your decision-making right now. And we want to get you into an environment where it's just about you making decisions for self, nobody else's influence, and you can stand proud and strong in who you are. When you ask the question of when am I going to find a new space, I actually think you find it in the month of October, but you don't move until December. So it feels like maybe even late part of November, but it really feels like December to me because they keep showing the number 12. So I think it's the 12th month. But the important thing right now is to know that you're in a transition period. And when people are in transition periods, they get really itchy. You know, it's like they know something's about to happen, but you're in that kind of limbo space where you have to wait for it. So you want to work on balancing your energy. This is a time to set goals. This is a time to start envisioning, just like what we were talking about with Melissa earlier. What do you want your energy to look like? What's your purpose? What do you want this new space to feel like? How do you want it to differ from the current space? But in my opinion, you need to be in a place where it's just your thoughts. It's just your opinions so that they are supported, they are honored, and you can be true to yourself, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Well, good. Well, I appreciate the call, and good luck in December. Let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dougal. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Hey, guys, and speaking of color, don't forget, I am starting on the 20th,
mm-hmm,
I believe.
September 20th.
Okay, thank you, David.
That's next Tuesday.
Yeah, so next Tuesday, I'm doing an online course called Color is My Prozac. And the way that it works, you know, you've heard me talk about color incessantly. Every week, what I do is I meditate with light and I visualize a certain color for something that I want in my life. If I want to communicate, I might use that emerald that I was talking about earlier with Melissa. If I'm feeling fearful, I'll use blue. If I need more energy, I use this particular color of green. So it's a 10-week course. You can listen to me live on the course, or you can listen to it whenever you want during the week because it'll be saved. And each week we'll meditate with one color. We'll talk about how I experience that color, both as a clairvoyant, what it looks like, what it feels like, how it's changed my life. But then more importantly, what's your experience with the color? Because the only way you can really understand that kind of energy is by incorporating it into your life. So you use my specific form of meditation and how I kind of process that. And interestingly enough, it's really where I got my start. You know, people always say to me, how do you become more psychic? How do you connect with people? And for me, meditation is the byproduct to becoming an intuitive person. And that doesn't mean you're going to hang a neon palm in your window and start giving readings for a living. You can if you want, but it's more about intuition. Like every decision that I make, whether it's like a guest on the show, being able to tune into them, or my family members, or when David comes home from work, like what's going on with him. I use that intuition to base decisions in my life. And when I'm talking on the air, when people call in, you can see me do it. This is the question you present. This is the hit that I get from it. And all of that is a byproduct of meditation. So again, guys, if you want to get a reading, give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And Natalie in New York went to Transformation Talk Radio, and she said, what colors do you see around Melissa? Does it change when she's performing? Really good question. The most fun is to see an aura with someone who's performing. And that's that could be like, I might go to, you know, a spelling bee of like a niece or nephew when they're on stage. It could be, you know, when the flight attendant gets up and they're announcing the emergency exit stuff, or, you know, someone like Melissa in a huge stadium filled with a crowd. There is this soft glow. It's kind of a mix of like yellow and white. I can't really explain it. And it gets really, really big. And you can see it move out towards the crowd. And there's like this ebb and flow, almost like breath. Like when you take a deep breath and your body expands and then it contracts. It's so interesting to see. And I know people have said that before. If they see me speak live, they'll see the specific color. And that color, in my opinion, is life force. It's chi. It's energy. And that's the color that I typically see around anyone that's performing. But it's on every scale. That's what I think is cool. Whether there's two people in the room or 200,000 in the room. It's that specific color. So great question. Again, guys, if you have a question, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. You can click on the instant feedback button and I may read your question. Oh, hello. Speaking of readings and free ones at that, I didn't even say this. In segment four, we're going to announce our winner for Stephanie Jones. Remember our astrologer from last week who I loved. We got great feedback about that. And I believe it was a full moon this weekend, too. Is it tonight? Was it last night?
I think it was last night.
I think so, because I was feeling, I don't know, all fakakta, but it could have been the full moon. But anyway, so we finally had our winner. I think we had like 200 and close to 70 people register to win a reading with Stephanie Jones, and we're going to announce the winner, which is very exciting.
It's going to be fun.
What else is exciting? How do we... Oh, this was another question I wanted to ask. Chaz Bono on Dancing with the Stars. It's bringing up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she has. I mean, he has been getting a lot of bad feedback.
Do you think he's going to last?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I do. I think that he's. I mean, I think he has a lot of fans. I think there are going to be a lot of people who are sort of, you know, rallying just because, you know, a resistance to that negativity. I mean,
it's so sad. There were like death threats, and you know, the fact that people think that he's going to change people is just ridiculous. But I'm excited for Dancing with the Stars, guys. We've got a caller. Straight. I'm a little scattered. Can you tell? Hello, aligned chakras. Let's go to Michelle in Tejas. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You know what fine stands
sorry,
for, Michelle.
I'm so yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My question, I've never even listened to anything like this before, but my question is spiritually I'm changing and seeing different things, and I just wondered if you had any, you know, vision on that.
Well, here's the thing. You got to watch your relationships right now, Michelle. There are certain energies where you get really attached to other people, and I love your enthusiasm. You get really excited about other people's desires and other people's dreams, and that's what makes you a good friend. That's what makes you a great partner, and that's why people are attracted to you. But in that excitement and enthusiasm, you tend to put your own desires on the back burner, and then you get frustrated. It's like, wait a minute, I feel like I need to take care of myself. So the color that I see around you right now is this really, really soft yellow. And yellow light is a color of independence. It's goal setting. And simply put, it's the ability that you're allowed to be a little bit selfish right now. I need you to still love the people in your life, but keep them at a little bit of a distance so we can start focusing a little bit more on your vision. Helping people, giving to people, that all comes really naturally to you, but you forget yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so what the universe is asking you to do in 2012 is focus more on you. So here's what I want you to do. As we approach the close of the year and the fall, I want you to come up with 10 things that you want to create in the next year. Because in my opinion, there's a lot of stuff as far as your personal journey that have been on the back burner, and I want to check them off a list. And most people who have yellow or gold in their life, if they put things down on paper and they have a list, they really want to check it off. They want to see it. And I want you to share it with people in your life. Tell the loved ones around you. I'm going to take me time. This year is about me. These are the things that I want to create, and I want you to hold me accountable. How are you doing with this part of your life? Have people check in so that you remember. One of the things you need to remember in your lifetime is you have great enthusiasm, great energy, but that can be it's kind of like a distraction from taking care of yourself. It's almost like it's safer for you to help or work on someone else, and we need you to step out of your comfort zone and be productive in your own personal life with your personal journey. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Admittedly, Michelle, because of that, some people that you feel close to that you've been questioning will fall away. Because you've been setting up these contracts where you've been giving them all of the attention, when you shift it and start to balance it and focus more on yourself, some people won't be pleased with that. In my opinion, if they're not pleased, they were never really there for your highest good anyway. So pay attention to the way people react. As you start taking care of yourself, your soul group, the core people who really see you will say, good for you, this is the wise decision. People who are triggered or activated by it probably weren't there for your highest good anyway.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Hey, I'm coming to Texas next month. Maybe I'll see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, that was a good call. So what was I saying? I'm completely scattered today.
Melissa's throwing you off just a little bit.
No, I have to focus. Maybe we'll take a quick break.
I think that would be best. That's what we'll do.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to align my chakras. I'm going to drink some tea. I'm going to dim the lights and light a candle and come back to my center. We had a megastar. We're taking calls. It's happening. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. OMG.
Hi, I'm astrologer Stephanie Jones, and this is your Astro Update for September. The sun is in Virgo, the sign of the harvest, and I love it when the sun's in Virgo. I can finally get something done. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com for further updates and see where the sun in Virgo brings the gifts of the harvest to you in your birth chart. That's 323-369-8221.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend Glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend Glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action away. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a seven-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our
our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page, and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, the Dougal Fraser Show, having such a good morning. And it's still one of those moments where I've been waiting for the show. I've been dreaming about the show. I've been mapping out outfits for this show. I practically got a haircut. And now it's almost coming to a close. It's insane.
Mapping out outfits, that's like a daily routine for you. So, I mean, technically, you should be on top of that no matter what.
Well, you know what it is? I'm self-employed. So a lot of times, if I only have phone sessions, you know, I'm working in my pajamas. I'm not going to lie.
Your rabbit slippers and everything.
Exactly. Nice. So it's fun to get dressed when we have guests, and it's very exciting. So guys, let me do a little business. Seattle, if you're listening on KKNW, I am coming to Seattle a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm doing an event at the East West Bookshop on Sunday the 25th. I'm doing a psychic development workshop, and basically that day I will teach you how to see an aura. You will give a reading to another participant. I will give you a reading as well. It's a really fun day. And guys, let's be clear. This is not one of those events where there's like 8,000 people in the room. I specifically limit it to 14 people. It's just us. We're spending the day together. We say it's from 10 to 5, but it's probably going to be earlier than that. I just want to make sure we have enough time. But the idea is that we have a safe space to explore all of this stuff. Because you've heard me say it over and over and over again. Everybody is intuitive. Everybody is psychic. I know it sounds weird that I see colors. And some of you listening may think that boy needs medication because he can see colors. But I guarantee I can get you to see an aura. It's a Benny likes that.
I'm keeping it to myself.
It's a really fun day. So if you want to get more information to register, you can go to eastwestbookshop.com or go to my website, dougalfraser.com, and click on appearances. And I believe it's at the bottom. There are tons of appearances. I'm doing private readings on Saturday the 24th. You can see me in person, and I'm also doing a lecture. I mean, just go to the website. There's so much happening. So we're going to go to a caller. I can't remember
Deborah.
The name. Deborah. Deborah. Hello, Deborah.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific.
I'm good.
So what's going on in your life?
Well, thank you. I have had this job for about 3 months, and it's working on the phones, getting, it's kind of like a fundraising in a way, but
yeah.
Anyway, so I've been in training for 3 months, and they've told me recently that my productivity was a little low, and so we're working on it, but I like the job, so.
Well, here's the thing,
I'm kind of worried.
It's funny that you say you like the job, because when you talk about it, I feel anxiety. So I don't know if that's because they planted the seed. So what we have to do is...
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, we need to integrate... What the universe is telling you is that you like the job and you're excited about it, but what the world is reading is that there's not enough productivity. And I think that's because you're a little bit anxious about asking for money or the raising of the money. And so here's the deal.
Okay.
I don't want your intent when you call someone to be, I need to be productive, I need to raise money, I need to do this job. I want your intent to be, I'm just going to be, and we spoke about this earlier, my authentic self. And the color that I want you to work with is pink. And the reason I bring up pink is pink light is the light of perfection and unconditional love. And so a lot of times before I do an interview or if I do a show or if I'm going to speak in front of a group, if I become obsessed with being psychic, it won't happen. Do you know what I mean? So for you, like if you get on the call and start dialing and you're like, I have to be productive. It's like this tremendous pressure, and that isn't fun. I think if your goal is to be your authentic self and just connect with people, the way you and I are talking right now, you're approachable, you've got a great laugh, I can tell you're fun. I just know sometimes you lean towards anxiety, and when you're anxious, you get scattered and you can't do anything. It's not even about the job. Certain things in your life go unfinished. So what we want to focus on is balance and being authentic and self-love. If you can do that, I guarantee you will notice a difference. But let's not be attached to it. Your only goal right now, when do you go to work next?
Tonight.
Tonight. Okay, so when you go to work, I want you to, as you're driving to work, as you're getting ready, think pink, wear something pink, envision yourself okay. in that pink bubble, and only think, my only job tonight, my only goal is to be in that self-love, that unconditional love, and connect with people. And I guarantee when that's your intention, you'll see amazing productivity from it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm excited about trying that. Okay.
Well, I appreciate the call. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to go to another call in Seattle. We've got Irene on the line. How are you doing, Irene?
I'm good. How are you, Dougal?
I'm terrific. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm getting ready to start college next Monday. I'm a little excited, a little bit more than excited, I guess. It'll be my first full-time schedule at my age.
How exciting. It is.
I think you've kind of raised my vibe this morning listening to your excitement.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's interesting because the first color that I see around you is orange. And orange light is the color of balance and perception. A lot of times you see orange around therapists or people who want to help and give to people on a psychological level. It's like empowerment work and balance energy. So I actually think you're going to do really well in school. I would encourage you to study things like psychology. Those worlds seem to really pull towards you. And I see you kind of giving advice to people as a profession, which I think would do well, but what was your specific question?
Well, I was injured the first part of August, and I'm concerned there's a chance I have a concussion. Although anything with my brain, I think, would be better, is what I told your person that answered the phone.
That's cute. The funny part, the interesting thing about orange is a lot of times orange relates to, like I said, balance. So sometimes there can be like dizzy spells or something like that. That could be part of it. But, you know, I definitely wanted you to go to a healthcare professional and make sure everything's checking out there with the physical body. When I scan the spiritual body, everything seems to be in alignment right now. The only thing that I pick up on is kind of this, you know, new endeavor that you're going into, like a little bit of nerves, but all that seems normal. And it seems like the next 6 months to a year are great, extremely productive. And like I said, I keep seeing that psychology kind of energy popping up over and over again.
See any color I should focus on?
Right now, I would totally focus on orange. I can tell you as a student, gold is a good color because it's the color of the brain. But for, you know, your EQ is off the charts. I mean, you're a very bright person as far as IQ, but your emotional intelligence as well is really off the charts. So I would focus a little bit more on the oranges and the reds to get into that healing modality. But if you're feeling like you need help, and this is for listeners as well, with memorization and getting tasks done, you can work with gold as well. So gold and orange, those are my thoughts for you.
Oh, awesome, Dougal. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care. Guys, we're talking a ton about color. So again, if you want to get more information on it, and this is just organically coming up because you know I'm the color guy, Color Is My Prozac starting next Tuesday. It's online, just like when I'm working at home, and I will probably be in my pajamas. I'm not going to lie. But basically, you log in, you'll talk about it. We can ask questions. You'll learn my meditation procedure because every day, basically, you've heard of the chakras, but I use the chakras of the soul body. So that's why the colors are a little bit different. So it's a different technique. It's something you may have not thought of before, but you can register online. If you go to my website, right under store, you put the cursor there and it'll say online courses. God, I sound so technologically advanced, but David does all of this. I don't even know if it really works. But
it
you just
does work.
You put the cursor there and you can register. And it's going to be super fun and you can do it from the comfort of your home. Benny, am I going to see you when I'm in Seattle?
You know, I was going to talk to you about that earlier, and unfortunately I'm going the opposite direction. I'll be in Tahoe that weekend.
What?
I actually am DJing a wedding.
How fun.
I know, right? You should maybe double back and swing on through.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like,
we're gonna miss each other.
I know, the only day like you really kind of up here in like a long time, and I'm going the opposite direction.
I know, whatever with you.
Anyway,
I'm kidding.
Wow,
I only am sarcastic to the people that I love.
Okay.
Hey guys, let's announce the winner. Dun, 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 dun. So last week our guest Stephanie Jones, the astrologer, everybody got to enter in for a reading, and Marcia Keating was our winner. Very exciting. Dang. Do we know where she lives, David?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, Marcia, we're so excited for you. So if you want to get more information, you can go to stephanie-jones.com. It's also on the front page of my website, or you can call her at 323-369-8221. We got to come up with our next free thing.
I know.
So we got to like contact people and just like our caller Irene asked for free stuff. We have to raise stuff for the show. Guys, what an exciting show. And I just want to say, you know, I wrote a blog about this and I talk about fear a lot and self-doubt. And when I was a guest on Melissa's show, I remember driving home afterwards and being like, I wonder if she'd come on my show. And I got like kind of all Eeyore about it. From,
oh,
like,
negative
Winnie the
Nancy
Pooh.
Over there.
I know.
That's where you went.
I know. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to ask her. And that's the thing. How many times do we hesitate in our life and not speak our truth and just say what our desire is? And look what happened. She came on the show. Even if I never do another show, but we will, I will always be able to say that I interviewed Melissa Etheridge. Oh, my God.
Can I give you a quick... You're welcome very much.
I love that. So, guys, thank you so much for joining us this hour. And please, whatever it is in your life, speak your truth. Be who you are. Step out of your comfort zone. And I guarantee magic will happen. If you want more information, go to my website, DougalFraser.com. I've had so much fun. I feel like I should go for a run. Something exciting. Good day. I'll see you guys next week.
I watched the car leave. Your lover is gone. Let me